media timeout. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:39 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Michigan 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car, and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. Well, John Tanjay has not had a field goal in this game, so what do? You attack, and he'll be back at the foul line when play continues. He has 4 points today. We have 7:39 remaining. Wisconsin leads Michigan 43-38.
I think that's the thing with this group. Why they've been special is they understand the moment. Like, John can continue to jack or just put the shoulder down, go to the basket. I don't think he was going to get the call until Burnett reached out. Mm-hmm. And once he did that, you got a call. So you continue to put pressure and know that it's going to be a physical game and just keep attacking in those moments. You know, we said 12 free throw attempts for Wisconsin. Now Michigan has six because of a couple foul calls on the other end. But still, Wisconsin has been the more physical team. They've done a great job rebounding the basketball. That's why they're sitting in this position of five.
Badgers are 11 of 12 at the line, and Michigan has made all six of its attempts. Tanjay gets two more here. With the Badgers up by five. First free throw for Tanjay is good. Plesman back in there for Wisconsin. Blackwell, Crowell, and Gilmore. Second free throw for Tanjay. Eyes the rim, flips it, hits it. 45-38. Wisconsin, 7:38 remaining in this championship game. Danny Wolf brings it up for the Wolverines. Gets it to Donaldson. Donaldson, right of the paint. Curls into the lane, darts it back out to Cheddar. He'll try a three. It's good. Will Cheddar, his second three. 45-41, Wisconsin, 7:20 remaining. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman, high on the left. Max darts to Crowell, outside right. Crowell will hand off to Tanjay. John against Golden. Bounce pass to Crowell with Cheddar defending. Single coverage. Crowell backing. Backing right block, up right hand. Nope. Rebound Wolf for Michigan. 7 minutes to play. Here's Trey Donaldson. Badgers up by four. Donaldson weaving right lane. Pass deflected by Gilmore. Carter trying to keep it alive, and it's rolling down the floor. It went off of Cheddar, and Carter Gilmore makes another big defensive play. It'll be Wisconsin ball.
It's amazing what effort does, right? You stole the possession. That's exactly what happened there. He stole the possession.
6:50 remaining. 45-41 Wisconsin. On a day where neither team can shoot straight. But the Badgers have a four-point lead. Tanjay, left sideline, inbounds to Blackwell. Throwing to Gilmore, high on the right. A toss to Klesman, right wing. Max steps back, open three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Burnett the rebound. 6:38 to play, 45-41 Wisconsin. Burnett outside left with Tanjay on him. A throw to Donaldson at the center circle. Off the golden screen, Donaldson left lane line into Wolf. Gathers low on the left, and the layup is good.
Somebody made a layup.
Yeah, right?
It's just been one of those games.
45-43 Wisconsin, 6:20 remaining. Carter Gilmore throwing to Blackwell outside left. Blackwell out to Gilly. Makes the three. Gilmore at the top. Gilmore glides to the right side. Hands off to Klesman. Max with 12 to shoot. A pass to Tanjay. Tanjay against Burnett. Tanjay at the top. Tanjay right lane line. Goes to the goal. High off the glass. No chance. Wolf the rebound. 5:55 to play. Michigan down two with the ball. Wolf to the line. Wolf spinning in the lane. Flipped it up. Tie game. 45-all with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Badgers going to use a timeout here as Blackwell breaks the midstripe. Timeout Wisconsin, 7-point run for Michigan. This will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 42 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 45, Michigan 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Michigan has scored the last 7 points. Meanwhile, the Badgers have missed 11 of their last 12 shots. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Wisconsin and Michigan are now tied at 45.
And right now, the way Wisconsin's shooting the basketball, they're the open shots. Because Michigan right now is saying, you're going to have to knock down a three to beat us. We're going to switch all the screening actions. So they've been switching those. They've been going under screen so the three-point shot is there. It's going to be this simple. Can Wisconsin knock down a three?
Yeah.
It really is. And it is. Now, defensively, they need to be engaged a little bit. They've let Michigan get some easy buckets, and that's why Michigan's got going. Back-to-back layups they gave up. They've got to stay tight. This is one of those things where Wisconsin defensively at times has gotten spread out. They've got to stay tight. Make Michigan knock down a three. Mm-hmm. But the way Michigan's guarding, those shots that you've been taking, they're the correct shots. You just got to drill one.
Tanjay will inbound, sideline right, front court, into Nolan Winter. Hands off to Blackwell with Donaldson getting up into him. A pass for Crowell at the top. Crowell will hand off to Klesman. Max, left of the circle against Golden, to the line, kicks it out. Winter feeds Tanjay, baseline right. Donaldson trying to pry it loose. Tanjay got roughed up a little bit, gets the pass back from Winter. Tanjay off the right wing, in the lane, one pump, low on the left, goes up, got fouled. A little running back action there from John Tanjay again. I think that was on Burnett. That will be his third. 5:19 to play, and John Tanjay back at the free throw line.
And I think you used the right term there, a little running back action. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think that's another favor for Wisconsin there. For as physical as it's been, right?
First free throw for Tanjay. He left it short. His first miss after making six in a row. Second one coming up for Tanjay, tied at 45. Second one on the way, and that is good.
But when you're aggressive, that's when you get a call.
Yes.
So you keep, and that's what they've, Wisconsin's been really good at that.
46-45, the Badgers, 5:15 remaining. Danny Wolf, outside left against Nolan Winter. Pounds the dribble. Gives it up to Burnett. He's with Klesman around a Wolf screen left wing. Throwing to Wolf, left of the wheel. Wolf a step back three for the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tanjay. Good box
great
out of
box
Cheddar.
Out.
4:55 remaining, 46-45 Wisconsin. Blackwell to the front court, high screen crowd. Blackwell using it again, moving to his right, leaves it for Winter high on the right. Short pass to Klesman, top of the circle now is Max. Bounce pass to Crow in some traffic out there to Tanjay, 8 to shoot. Tanjay drives by Cheddar, goes to the goal, slam dunk! Tanjay with a two-hand dunk. 48-45 Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes remaining.
A great read because Cheddar could not stay in front of John Tanjay on that play.
First field goal of the day for Tanjay. Trey Donaldson up top, gold in the screen. Donaldson moving left foul line, extended feeds. Burnett fires a three, left corner, it's good. Namari Burnett ties the game at 48. 4:12 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Nolan Winter between the circles. Winter gives it to Tanjay. John on the right side. Tanjay being crowded by Wolf. Now crowd left of the circle. Klesman will come and get it. Max left of the lane. Out to Crowell. Open three. Left of the circle. Money. Steven Crowell for three. For 51-48 Wisconsin.
And that was the shot you got to hit. We just talked about it.
3:45 remaining in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Burnett outside left. Throwing to Donaldson between the circles off the golden screen. Donaldson weaving right lane line. Pushed it up and it rattles through off the window. And a timeout taken by Michigan as the Wolverines are within one. 3:31 remaining. Wisconsin 51. Michigan 50. And at the under four, this will be a full timeout. So we'll take a break. 3:31 to play. Badgers 51, Wolverines 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy Paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 23rd. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy Paint at Menards.com, plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. When a game that has been offensively challenged, John Blackwell has been really good. 18 points, 6 of 13 from the field. He's hit a couple of threes. Butchie Badgers clinging to a 51-50 lead with 3:31 remaining.
What'd you expect?
It's championship Sunday. Yeah. Nothing's easy.
Oh, boy.
Nothing's easy. Whether they win or lose, it like obviously. But the last two games have been March games.
Yes.
And there hasn't been a lot of those this year.
You're right.
So yeah. No matter what you take away, it's experience that you have for next week and hopefully the following weeks, because they haven't really played a lot of them.
Meanwhile, Michigan has lived in these games.
Correct. Yeah, very true.
12-4 in games decided by 5 points or fewer. 11-1 in Big Ten games, including that three-point win in Madison back in December.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have lived in it, but I've been present for one of them that they lost. So I'm going to go with a little mojo.
Like that.
There we go, right there. But
like
it's been a good college basketball game. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of missed shots. It's been extremely physical. But the players have made plays. And that's what you want to see. That's why this league is the best there's around. That's why you go to Wisconsin to play in games like this and have a moment to make a play. And, you know, we've seen it both sides, but we've seen it.
Both teams are in the bonus. The next Michigan foul has Wisconsin in the double bonus. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Both teams have two timeouts available. 3 minutes, 31 seconds to play. Wisconsin 51, Michigan 50. Wolverines 32% from the field. The Badgers a little better than 25%. That's it. Here comes Blackwell up the floor.
Zone here by Michigan.
Yes, they are. Tanjay to Blackwell as they get organized offensively. Klesman.
Now they've gone man.
Yep. Zone for about two passes. 15 to shoot. Klesman out between the circles. Bounces to Crowell at the top. Crowell against Cheddar. A handoff to Tanjay. John looking to go to work. Cheddar defending. Now he'll get it to Crowell. Back to Tanjay. Four to shoot. John, right side. Bobbles got it back right. Baseline. Tough shot. Missed it short. Rebound. Winter. Could not control. Out of bounds to Michigan with 2:58 to play.
I was really hoping that'd be under 2 minutes because it could have got a look. And I'm not a big fan of review, but it is kind of – it was a tight one.
Just under 3 minutes to play. Gilmore in for Winter. 2:58 remaining. 51-50 Wisconsin. Michigan really D'ing up on that last possession yet again. Here comes Donaldson for the Wolverines. He'll slow jog it through the center circle. Blackwell there to greet him. Donaldson at the edge of the center circle. Now on the move. Hard screen Golden. Donaldson pass goes through the hands of Golden. They're going to get a foul here on Carter Gilmore. Brian Dorsey on the call as that pass whistled through Golden's hands. That'll be team foul number 9 on Wisconsin. With 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play, and Vlad Golden, a 73% free throw shooter at the line, for a 1-1. They actually called that on Blackwell, I believe. 1-1 for Golden. Is in and out. No good. Blackwell the rebound. 2:40 to play. 51-50 Wisconsin. Michigan showing zone again to start this possession. Blackwell sizes it up. He'll throw to Tanjay high on the right. Loops to Crowell right corner. 2:30 to play. Blackwell outside right. Feeds Klesman. Three shot right corner. Off the rim, no. Tanjay offensive rebound. Double team. Tried to muscle it up. Got blocked. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Michigan with 17 to shoot.
Great set out against the zone to get the double screen in, because Michigan then changed to go man-to-man. Max had a wide open shot.
2:21 to play. 51-50 Wisconsin. 17 on the shot clock. Blackwell inbounds to Crowell. Feeds Gilmore high on the right. Gilmore, one dribble, gives it up to Klesman. He's with Wolf, 10 to shoot. Klesman feeds Blackwell, open three, right of the circle. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Golden for Michigan. Another good look, couldn't get it down. Coming up on 2 minutes to play. Badgers up one. Donaldson high on the right. 2 minutes to play. 51-50 Wisconsin. Donaldson between the circles, hard screen Golden. Donaldson for three, it's good. Trey Donaldson gives Michigan a 53-51 lead, 1:48 to play. Klesman high on the right, throwing to Crowell out between the arcs. Crowell tosses to Gilmore, 1:40 to play. Gilmore for Tanjay right side. John for three, it's off the rim, no good. Crowell back taps, loose, and Klesman got fouled. I believe the call, I think, against Donaldson, who popped Klesman with a minute 34 remaining. Badgers are in the double bonus now, down by two, 53-51.
And what a play by Max just to create another possession. They've done a great job of creating extra possessions for themselves. The last three by John, I know what he's trying to do. We've seen this a couple times at end of game. He's still got to try to turn that corner.
Klesmit will shoot two. Badgers down two with a minute 34 to play. First free throw for Max on the way. Money. He has 11 points today. A foul on Donaldson, his fourth. Second free throw coming up for Klesmit, who will try to tie the game with a minute 34 to play. Second free throw for Max. It's good. Tied at 53. 94 seconds remaining in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. And Trey Donaldson, yesterday's star at the buzzer, hit a three a moment ago, brings it up the floor for the Wolverines. 125 to play. Blackwell defending, a screen from Golden. Donaldson, right of the lane, brings it back out, whips to Cheddar, open three, right of the circle, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, tapped out of bounds. They'll say touch by Wisconsin, but now at under 2 minutes, they'll review it.
Correct, yep.
117 remaining, tied at 53. So video and review and a free timeout both sides.
Both teams have had to open looks for three.
Ball on court is gold possession. That player is on the further review.
That was a wide open look.
We've said that both sides. Both teams have had it.
It was Crow and Golden going after it, and
it's probably, Michigan.
Yeah, it looks like last touch by Crow there. Yep. It seems
pretty clear. It's off. Absolutely. But it's a bonus timeout here that you get. And now Wisconsin, you've been fantastic on the defensive side as far as rebounding the basketball.
They have. They really have.
So you've got to continue
ball
here.
The court stands with the full possession.
So it will be Michigan ball with a minute 17 to play. Shot clock at 20. Tied at 53.
You've got to continue to get bodies.
Yes.
Locate bodies. Threes are going to be long rebounds. Make sure you carve out space. Michigan, the last couple of possessions, they've gone with what's called an Iverson cut over. Then they've tried to get Burnett for a wide open three. So they've got to stay attached to Burnett as well.
Burnett, a 40% three-point shooter. He's 2 for 3 today. Donaldson sideline left, will inbound into Danny Wolf. Outside left, a minute 15 to play. Wolf finds Burnett, throws it back to Wolf, top of the circle. 110 to play. Here's Wolf, left lane line pass, deflected by Gilmore. It's loose, and Wolf trying to run it down, out of bounds. Michigan ball, and they'll review that.
Review it again.
9 on the shot clock, 106 on the game clock. Replay critics will be teeing off.
It'll be very loud.
Carter Gilmore, another good play. Got a deflection as Wolf was trying to get Golden. It looked like it was off of Blackwell last.
Call on the court is goal possession preferred on the review.
The mild-mannered voice of Brian Dorsey there. Certainly appeared. Wolf tapped it, and then looked like Blackwell got a piece as well.
Yeah, it's off John.
Yeah, it's
off
left
John.
Hand got it.
Yeah. It's going to be Michigan ball again. Now there's 9 on the clock. No possession there.
Call on the floor was Michigan basketball, so we need indisputable video evidence that.
I think this one shows it the best as we're looking at his hand, the last one.
Left
it's
hand,
Michigan ball. Now, 9 seconds left, and this should be a pretty quick one if they go with this. 9 seconds on the shot clock. This is a situation where at times you've seen Wisconsin go 1-3-1. Just go, man, in my opinion right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those. Stick to what has kind of got you here. You know what you want. And guard. And then close out the possession.
This review's taking a little time here. It appears to us that Blackwell last touched it. We have been wrong before, however. 106 to play, 9 to shoot.
Calling the court is concerned with the gold ball.
I did go to my eye doctor 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, 3 weeks ago, I got it wrong. But I did get it. I got it, you know, 20-20 now.
You have a good eye doctor.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. 9 to shoot, 106 to play. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 53. 53-53. Amari Burnett, sideline right, will inbound. You know, watch him see if he gets it back. They'll throw it backcourt to Donaldson. 8 to shoot. Donaldson High screen Golden. Donaldson stops, feeds Burnett. Four to shoot. Burnett against Crowell. Donaldson two to shoot with one. Donaldson tough three, and it clipped the rim, no good. Wolf had the rebound, lost it. Then it went off of Gilmore and out of bounds. Now the officials, you got Jeffrey Anderson and Keith Kimball, and they're going to review that
it again.
With 54.6 to play. It looked on live look, Wolf had it, lost it, and then it went off the foot of Gilmore. So Michigan will get an extended possession. Again, this should be real quick here, guys. Went off the right foot of Gilmore.
Like, I love this game so much, man. I love it. But this is where we're wrong.
Yes.
This part, like, and if you're the officials, it's there. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go through this process. But this is where, as a sport, we're wrong.
I almost wonder, and I've heard it suggested, that maybe you give a coach a challenge. Otherwise, even then.
But, like, these guys are really good. Yeah, as much as we want to complain about the officials, these guys are really good. They've gotten all three correct right away.
Yeah, they're doing it right now, these reviews. This is what they're supposed to do.
And as a player, it's taken away all the chemistry. It's taken away all the momentum. It's taken away all the rhythm.
So now Michigan will have 18 on the shot clock, 54.6 on the game clock. It remains Michigan 53, Wisconsin 53. And the Wolverines will be inbounding baseline left. It'll be Donaldson throwing it in. With John Blackwell in his face. Donaldson loops it to Wolf, high on the left. Wolf against Gilmore, into Golden, 50 seconds. Golden backing on Crowell, left block, trying to muscle it up right hand, missed it, but a foul. They'll get Stephen Crowell, that'll be his third, 46.6 seconds to play.
As a big, I've always hated that. There's so much contact there by both. By both. You got Vlad, he's backing down. Steve's trying to hold the ground.
Boy, not much there.
No,
Golden missed a free throw a moment ago. He shoots two. He is good with the first. 54-53 Michigan, 46.6 seconds to play. That's the eighth point for Golden. He has 10 points here. Seven coming in the first half. Second free throw is airborne. Good. And Reuben Jones will come in. 55-53 Michigan. Jones in for Cheddar. 46.6 seconds to play. 2-point lead Michigan. And here's John Blackwell up the floor for the Badgers with 45 seconds and counting. Jones waiting on him. Blackwell off a high screen from Crowell. Blackwell tried to get it to Gilmore. It's deflected out of bounds. 39.6 to play. 23 to shoot.
Again, the way Michigan's guarding, your three is going to be there. Great timeout.
Greg Gard's taking a timeout. 39.6 seconds to play. Michigan 55, Wisconsin 53.
And what I was going to say is the three is going to be there, but it's also going to be there at the end of the clock, too. You've got to probe. You've got to try to break the paint. You've got to try to get something going to the rim. Michigan just got a foul call. So that as crazy as it is, that does play a factor. If you go in there, you drive hard, you expect the same call. They know they just called one down there, especially if there's contact. And there's been contact for a lot of part of this game. If you don't get that, you'll still have the spray out. You'll still have a three based on the way that Michigan's guarding everything. Mm-hmm. So you still can get that look. There's 23 on the clock, 39 seconds left. So do not settle. After a whole bunch of basketball lingo there, that pretty much is don't settle for the first three.
Yeah, gotcha.
Try to work it, then get the three.
Both teams in a double bonus. Guard has one timeout left. Michigan has two. Tanjay sideline left. Front court will inbound with Burnett up in his grill. Tanjay looking, throwing to Gilmore. Hands it back to Tanjay at the top. Tanjay driving right lane line. And the fadeaway is short, no good. Rebound Golden, and it's knocked away. Tanjay went out of bounds off of Golden with 30.9 seconds to play.
And we're probably going to review it.
I think this time it'll go Wisconsin's way. We'll have our fourth video review in the final 2 minutes. 30.9 seconds to play. 55-53 Michigan. As John Tanjay with those active hands, as Golden secured the rebound, and it went off the right leg of Golden. It should be Wisconsin ball with 30.9 remaining. Michigan leading 55-53. rare, rough day here for John Tanjay. 1 of 14 from the field, but he's 7 of 8 at the foul line. As it call is confirmed, it's Wisconsin basketball.
And like we've said, now we've gone to 4 reviews.
Yeah.
They've all been correct.
Yes. So another free timeout for both sides. So the shot clock is at 20. 30.9 on the game clock. Michigan 55, Wisconsin 53. Badgers have not had a field goal for nearly 3.5 minutes. Blackwell, baseline right, will throw it in. Looking into Tanjay, fakes the three, drives off the wing, in the lane, pivots, feeds Blackwell. Cuts off the right wing, in the lane, to the rim, throws it up, missed it, rebound tip, gathered by Donaldson, bodies on the floor, they play on, Burnett with 19 seconds, loops to Danny Wolf, throwing to Jones,
got
to foul somebody, and it's Donaldson, who's a 68% foul shooter, with 14.3 seconds to play, and Michigan leads by 2.
Man, it was a great take. I mean, it was a layup. Right? Like, it was a great take by Wisconsin. Great take by John. We've seen John make this layup so many times. It's a tough one.
Trey Donaldson at the foul line today is 4 of 4. He has 9 points, 8 assists, 14.3 seconds to play. First free throw, good. It's 56-53, Michigan. And one more free throw coming up for Donaldson. Trying to make this a two-possession game. Second attempt airborne, and it rolls in. 57-53, Michigan. Here's Blackwell in a hurry, down to 10 seconds. Blackwell, left of the lane. Stops, mid-range jumper, short. It's been that kind of day. Out to Blackwell, 4 seconds, shooting a three. Air ball, Wolf catches, and the Michigan Wolverines are the Big Ten tournament champions. Actually, there was a foul called with 0.7 seconds to play. It's all academic now. 22% shooting for the field for Wisconsin here this afternoon. Danny Wolf will step to the foul line. He'll shoot 2. He has but 6 points today. And this Michigan team, we have said it, they have had one close game after another, and they tend to win them. First free throw rolls in for Wolf. 58-53, the Wolverines. Two games against Michigan, two coulda, shouldas. Second free throw for Wolf is good. 59-53 Michigan, and that will be your final score here in Indianapolis. Michigan wins the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
And it was timely threes by Michigan. When Wisconsin did have that lead, it seemed like Michigan had a three, and we talked about it early in the game. They were timely threes by Michigan that kept them in it.
And a lot of blanks fired by Wisconsin today. In a low-scoring game, though, got to give Michigan credit. You fall behind 11 in a game like this, which Michigan did in the second half. Yes, a lot of time remaining, but a game in the 50s, you can rally from 11 down in the second half. You deserve a lot of credit for that. And now, for the Badgers, it's about rest, recovery, find out their draw, and get ready for the NCAA tournament. Final score, Michigan 59, Wisconsin 53. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well, From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, it was the kind of game where somebody just had to find a way. Neither team shot it a lick this afternoon. Michigan 32%. But that was a lot better than Wisconsin's 22%. 9 of 33 from Michigan, but a lot of those nine makes from three were very, very timely when Wisconsin was on the edge of really getting separation. LJ Kaysen hitting a couple of threes, Will Cheddar a couple of threes. But bottom line, Wisconsin just could not find the basket here. Two of their last 14, 0 of their last 9. That kind of day shooting the ball as Michigan wins it here 59-53.
Yeah, you mentioned it. You know, Michigan LJ Kaysen drills a couple of threes. You look at what he did prior to that. It was timely, and Michigan's been in a lot of these games. And I think it's one that, I'll be honest, it hurts me. So I can only imagine what it feels like in that locker room, because I did not see it coming there. I felt them really have a great control of where they were at. I said they did give up. When you look at it defensively, the back-to-back layups that they gave, when that was hard to find.
Yes.
Buckets, I thought might kind of was a turning point as well. But they, you know, you got to give Michigan credit. But this one's different than last year. Both games extremely close, but the Illinois loss in the Big Ten championship last year feels different than this one.
Yeah, that was – Illinois was so good offensively in that season, last season, and Wisconsin was matching them until the last couple of minutes. Both of these games against Michigan, you feel like you could have had the game in Madison, and then obviously today, even though it was hard to think that anybody was really taking control, but the Badgers, and they went up 11. There were a little more than 13 minutes to play, so there was a lot of basketball ahead, but in a day where scoring was minimal – you had to feel reasonably good for Wisconsin, but you go 15 of 68, 7 of 39 from the three-point line. If you find a way to win on that kind of day, my goodness. Now, well, we'll pick up on the point, because the big chore for Wisconsin, this one's going to sting, but they can't let it sting for long, because this is a turn-the-page moment of the season with the NCAA tournament selection show about to begin. Michigan wins it here today and takes the Big Ten Tournament Championship over the Wisconsin Badgers 59-53. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan scores the game's final 6 points. Scores the final six points in defeating Wisconsin 59-53. And now, Brian, for the Badgers, it is about rest recovery. Last year, they played 4 games in 4 days. They had guys who were really banged up. And I don't think that's the case this time. But man, when you get this close, it's hard to do that. You know, you never had to. You were 3 games in 3 days.
Yeah.
But you got to get yourself regrouped and may very well be playing close to home. But you played really well here. You just didn't shoot it at all today, but you played extremely well in this conference tournament.
You did, and I think you got some really good wins, and you've got to feel confident in the way that you're playing. Even today, you didn't shoot it well, but it's a tie game with 49 seconds or 46 seconds left in this game, and they made a play, you didn't make a play, it goes your way. I mean, to sit here and say you make 7 threes and Michigan makes 9, you'd say, well, it's a probably 10-point game, Michigan.
Yeah,
it was a tie game with 46 seconds left. Everything you needed was in front of you, and it just, you know, so you do take away. Now it's rest, and now it's you get back, you quickly get back to a room. I've been on this side as a player. You quickly get back to a room, and this hurts. This hurts a lot. But now you figure out where you're going to play, who you're going to play, and it's got to change the mentality. And it's a quick change here.
Got to give credit to Michigan, too. We've talked about the open looks that Wisconsin had in this game, but you hold an All-American caliber player to John Tonje, who missed 13 of 14 shots. He tried to attack, He got to the free throw line, went 7 of 8 there, but you know, he had some clean looks. That cannot be denied, but Michigan was doing a few things pretty well too, weren't they?
Defensively, they were really guarding and making it very difficult. They were very physical in everything they were doing. This was an extremely physical game.
Yep.
It was, and I think it's one of the, and I thought they really did a good job of fighting through it, playing through the contact. It really came down. I mean, like I said, John Blackwell's got a layup, and there was a lot of contact on that. It's one that John makes. If there's anybody on the Badger team that I want going to the basket, knowing there's going to be a lot of contact,
absolutely,
that's the guy that I want.
Yep.
It really is. So it's the look you wanted. It's the option you wanted. It just didn't drop.
And Michigan ends up with a tournament championship trophy. And as for the Badgers, they fall short for the second consecutive year, but they played really well in Minneapolis last year. That did not translate. Let's see what happens this year with a team that I think is more talented, is certainly deeper. And 53 today, they average 80 a game. So see if they can just get back on track here beginning later this week, wherever that may be. And selfishly, we're very much rooting for Milwaukee, but we'll find out. That mystery will end very shortly. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
The Ad Council.
Postgame report continues as Michigan defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 59-53, to win the Big Ten tournament title. Other games going on today. SEC tournament champions are the Florida Gators. They defeat Tennessee 86-77. And Memphis takes the American Athletic Conference tourney title with an 84-72 win against UAB. Seem to be very few, if any, bid stealers this season. Watching some of the other conferences where some teams, that was their ticket to get in, was try to steal one and some conference tournaments. So we'll again, the guessing game, which is a big part of fandom of this sport, but we're going to start to get the answers here. And I would think the Badgers are in position to get a good seed. That's the next question. Is I was talking to some folks this morning. Now, you have contingencies when you play late, if this, then that.
Yeah.
But there seemed to be a feeling, talking to people here, Butch, I don't know if you got the same vibe, that in terms of seeding and the rest, this game was going to have no bearing on
this
that.
Game was for the confetti.
Yep.
And that's what this game
and
was
the
for.
Yep.
It was for the trophy and the confetti. That was it. And that's where it's at. I think the one team in the Big Ten right now that's sweating for 10 minutes is Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that's sweating right now. Are they in or are they not? The rest of it, I think, is pretty much put in place.
Yeah, there's some, again, it's the people who cover this sport and look at it much more from a national perspective. There are those who think that they could sneak in as one of those last four teams, but we'll find out. That's the good part about today for Wisconsin. You're not sweating whether you're in. You know, there had been some hope and a lot of talk out there that Wisconsin would be in the Midwest and would begin in Milwaukee, and the Midwest feeds into this city again, not Gainbridge Fieldhouse, but Lucas Oil Stadium. But again, you find out, did this game matter in that, or did they do enough work to secure all of that? And we'll find out here very shortly. Michigan wins it here today, 59-53. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They are all Ford trucks.
And?
And they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan, with the game's final 6 points, defeats Wisconsin 59-53 for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Wisconsin will head into this week's NCAA Tournament. Tournament with a 26, and in Big Ten games they averaged 74.7 per game. They allowed 75. 14-6. Uh-huh. They gave up a shade more because when they lost, sometimes they got hammered.
Yeah.
But they have a magic, even more so than the Wisconsin Big Ten regular season co-champs of 3 years ago with Johnny Davis and Chucky and Brad Davison. It was one close game after another. The Badgers went on a run of winning those time and time again. And then it finally started to unravel at the end of the regular season, a loss to Nebraska. And then they knocked out quickly in the Big Ten tournament and then got to the second round before losing to Iowa State. So Michigan will be an interesting study in the NCAA tournament. They've got the bigs, and they got just 8 points out of Wolf today. Only 11 out of Golden, but you mentioned it before, Trey Donaldson. He may not overwhelm you as you're watching him, but he makes the plays when you have to. 11 points, 8 assists, got to the free throw line. They've got some parts with Burnett. Kaysen gives him 8 when he averages not quite 4. It's pretty similar to Wisconsin in that way. They have guys who may not blow you away with statistics, but on a given day, they know how to get it done. And that's a big factor for teams that can do some damage in the NCAA tournament. Michigan wins it here today, 59-53. We'll take one final break, back to close it out in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Michigan 59, Wisconsin 53. Your final score is the Wolverines going through the ritual of cutting down the nets. The one to our right taken care of. They're taking care of the one to our left. And the Badgers, in the meantime, will be gathering as a group, as a travel party, and will be taking in the selection show once their other obligations are taken care of, and get ready for the NCAA tournament, and have yourself a week where you pick off a couple games and you feel real good all over again.
Yeah, this team, I mean, this team has everything in front of them. Again, this team is even different than last year. Like, I just, they've got the ability to really play with so many different guys in the depth, and just when you think about teams that have get, you know, upset in the NCAA tournament, some of it is the lack of depth and, you know, it's not going your way, but Wisconsin has enough guys that can provide enough of a spark if things aren't going your way to get you back on track quickly.
Yes. So a fun weekend here, tough one today for the Badgers, but they played awfully well, defeating Northwestern, did what they needed to do against the Wildcats. Were absolutely electric against UCLA in a marvelous college basketball game yesterday where the Badgers held off Michigan State 77-74. And as for Michigan, a team that lost its final three regular season games. Yeah, momentum, right? Yeah, take your momentum and you know what. You know, they come in here and they win three and they win the championship that they have earned here today in this Big Ten Conference tournament. Now we'll see what that means for them moving forward in the NCAA tournament. So, well, Butchie, maybe it'll be a short ride, but whatever the case, we'll ride together and find out what happens this week for the Badgers.
Absolutely. No, I mean, this team has done enough. They've done enough. They're, you know, going to have a good seed. They're hopefully going to have a deep run, and it'll be long for it.
All right, let's do it. Let's hope it's a long run here for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers. Again, your final, Michigan 59, Wisconsin 53. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. Hoping you'll join us later this week as the Badgers return to the NCAA tournament. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. From tornadoes, dust storms, hail, and more across about seven southern states, total deaths just updated are now at least 37. Just out from the National Weather Service, the strongest confirmed tornado so far this weekend happened in Diaz, Arkansas. Estimated peak winds of 190 miles an hour. Just updating hard-hit Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves.
Weather prognosticators indicated a tough weekend. Unfortunately, they were accurate.
Across most of the southern states, storm-related power outages are in the thousands. Out with an update on casualties from the U.S. air attacks on Houthi rebels is Yemen's Ministry of Health, saying 53 people dead, 98 others injured, including some children and women. Trump administration asking the D.C. Circuit Court to temporarily stop a federal judge's ruling that temporarily blocked deporting Venezuelans. This is ABC News.